Welcome to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast, the space for healers, coaches, and conscious leaders on a mission to elevate collective consciousness. I'm your host, Dani C. Muniz, a former Catholic disciple turned eclectic witch, guiding you through the realms of astrology, spirituality, and the quest to escape the matrix. It's time to unleash the mystic within. Let the transformation begin. Mercury is out of retrograde. Jupiter is about to change signs. We've got the end of the month and the beginning of a new month. My friend, we've got some things to share with you today, all about what is happening in our sky with this week's sidereal astrology forecast. Hey, my friend, if we have not met yet, hello, my name is Dani C. Muniz, intuitive astrologer, spiritual healer, helping you understand astrology for life, business, and healing. That just came to me earlier today, and I was like, that's what I do. I help you understand your internal guidance system through the lens of astrology for your life, for your business, and for healing. My friend, I'm so blessed and honored to be here with you today to talk all about what is happening in our sky. As I said, Mercury is out of retrograde. It did go direct last week, and there is a whole podcast episode. If you're catching this on the YouTube channel, you'll want to go over to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast, and you can hear all about Mercury going direct, the shadow period, and then some ideas and thoughts on what you can do and how you can use this energy, plus what to look out for. So make sure you have that. And don't know if I can do it with the podcast, but I'll see if I can link it here on the channel. If you are on the podcast and you want to see all the charts and my funny faces, then come on over to the YouTube channel, Keeping It Real with Sidereal. I'll make sure that there are links on all the places so that you can find them. My friend, let's dive in to this week's sidereal astrology forecast, and I'll tell you all about what is happening in our sky. So first off, we always look at where our sun is, and you can see right here, our sun is still in the zodiac sign of Aries. That is right. We are still in Aries season. And if you see here, we're at 15 degrees. So we are halfway through Aries season, my friend. If you are loving the starting initiative energy of Aries, then yes, this is your time. This is it right here. We will still be in Aries for a couple of more weeks. We do have our new moon. As you can see, our moon, we did have that full moon beginning of last week, and it's been moving away. It's over here making a trine currently. And so by next Tuesday, it will be back over here in Aries with the sun. So our new moon next week will be in Aries, and that's right before we kick off Aries season. So we do have a little bit more time here in our beautiful energy of Aries before we kick into Taurus. And I'll talk a little bit about Taurus today because we do have another major shift that is involving one of our outer planets happening this week. In fact, on May 1st. And so it's moving into Taurus. So we're going to talk a little bit about that energy coming up. But there will also be a overview forecast for the month of May coming up on the, I think it's on the 2nd, the podcast episode is going to be released, whatever day, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, the 2nd, I believe, is when it's coming out. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so now that we see our sun here Aries, let's talk about this right here. So we can see as we move into Tuesday, April 30th, we've got the Sun sextile Saturn. So let's talk a little bit about that, because that is basically the Sun and Saturn combining their energies in such a way that it is causing us to have more patience, more perseverance. There's this sense of responsibility that we tend to have when we see these two interacting in this way. It's more determined and it's very much practical results. It's very practical, it's very grounded energy. It's really a good time to like complete any serious or complex type work. And I'm going to tell you in particular this week, Tuesday and Wednesday are your prime days to get things done. I'll talk more about that in a bit, but this really is a very respectful energy, a very trustworthy energy. It's like the elder type energy. So a really good possibility for advancements, recognition, growth, especially in the professional arena. So whether you are somebody in the professional field or you're somebody who is building their business like me, there's this idea of being able to advance or achieve or get recognized for the work that you do. So this is a really nice time to just like get it done, where Aries tends to throw spaghetti at the walls. It's just trying to do it, right? It's trying to just get it done. We've talked about this energy over the past couple of weeks. It's just really trying to get to a result, get to like a completion of something. It's not necessarily the completion of the project or completion of the new thing. It's just getting to a decision, getting to the next step kind of idea. And with Saturn, it's like, we're gonna be able to bring that down a little bit. And we're gonna have some patience to get to the next thing, some determination and some more grounded, practical ideas on how to do that. So if you've been struggling with the how, I know a lot of the times as I know for me in particular as an entrepreneur, and I see it a lot with my clients, is it's like, but how do I do that? How do I do that? Right. And it's not always about the how. Let me just say that. It's not always about the how, but this energy can help you come up with some of the ideas and some of the practicality of how to make something function or work or for you to be able to do it. So I really, really love this energy. This is probably one of my favorite transits. All right, let's talk about the moon. I've stopped talking about the moon, my friend, and we're going to start bringing the moon back. In fact, I think I'm going to do a series every week on the moon over on Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, come follow me on Instagram, Dani C. Muniz, DanieCMuniz. You can see that. I will be posting that probably on Monday, maybe not. We'll see. But I'm going to try to get that out every week for you so you know where the moon is at and what is happening. But it will be back in these videos again. So the reason why I like to talk about the moon is because the moon is our emotional energy. And it really is the driving force behind a lot of the things that we do. Where our sun is more of our consciousness, our moon is more of our subconsciousness. It's more of our emotional aspect of ourselves. And so when we are working with the moon, meaning we are following the moon, we are checking out where it's at, what the energy is, and it can kind of help guide us on where our energy might be. So I'm going to talk a little bit about where the moon's going to be and some ideas on things that you can do using the moon's energy. Now, I will call out for the different elements. So for the earth element versus the fire element versus the air element versus the water element, I'll call those out for you. But if you want more specific guidance, message me and I'll tell you, I'll give you some guidance on that. Or you can always book one of my most popular readings, which is a cosmic insights reading, where I'll go into your personal astrology, tell you exactly what's happening for you. Okay. So Monday through basically all of Monday. So we kind of had a little bit of this energy on Sunday, and then moving into Monday, we are in the energy of Sagittarius. So as you can see here, I'm going to move this back and just look at our moon here. And we'll see. I'm not going to talk a lot about all of these connections that it's having, because the moon moves so fast that most of the time it is only hitting these planets for a short amount of time, most often less than a day. So I don't really want to touch on that unless I ever see something really, really crazy that I'm like, hey, look out for this, which I'm going to say with Pluto. Right here, we kick off on the 30th, which is actually, if we go back on the 29th, you can see we're in Sagittarius here. And then on Tuesday, we are still in, we're moving out of Sagittarius and into Capricorn, and we're coming up against Pluto. So this is the one that I'm definitely going to tell you to look out for on Tuesday. There can, sometimes when we're talking about the moon and Pluto, and in particular, because Pluto is in Capricorn, it can be a little bit of a Debbie Downer or very possessive type energy. So I'm going to caution you this day right here, and it's just this day on Tuesday, the 30th, to just watch out for maybe having that little like dark cloud kind of over your head, or maybe even feeling a little bit possessive or controlling energy wanting to come through. But this energy here, I didn't say it about Sagittarius, but Sagittarius is a fire sign. So fire energy, with our sun being in fire energy, that's a battle zone right there. So it's a really good time to take some action, a really good time to be in action, to get things moving, to get things going. I really love that that's the kickoff to our week here. We've got lots of really good energy to kick off the week. And then we move into the Capricorn energy here with this Pluto conjunction on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we'll still be in this Capricorn energy. This is where I said like bringing things down and getting to work. My favorite energy with the earth element is to get to work. We get to work here. We get to get into things. We get to dive into the work that we are doing. And really in particular, like the air element and the fire element, mostly the air element with this particular combination, because we are still talking about the fire sun, you might have a little bit more of a difficult time. And when I say air element, I'm talking about the, if you have a predominant air in your chart, or if you've got your sun, moon, or rising sign in an air sign. So that would be Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. If it's in any of those signs, you might have a tendency to struggle just a little, because it's wanting to ground you. It's wanting to bring you down. Now, for some of you, you're like, yeah, I need to be grounded for a bit. And others, you'd be like, no, I want to fly. The fire element can also struggle a little bit with this energy, but because we have that airy sun, we should be fine. But the water and the earth element are going to love this energy. Now, Thursday to Friday. So Thursday and Friday, we're going to see the moon shift out of Capricorn, and we'll see it move into Aquarius. So Aquarius is an air element, and Aquarius is more of that idea generating, researching type energy, very much connected to, how to be inventive, freedom, exploration here. And so I'm going to say on these 2 days here, Thursday and Friday, May 2nd and 3rd, this is a time to do some quick tasks. Maybe some like ideas generating, maybe how to redo something, re-equip something. Research is really good during this air element. So my fire and air element, you're going to love this energy. And again, when I say fire, I'm talking about the fire zodiac sign, which are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So those three are our fire element. You will also see this if your sun, moon, or rising sign are in those, or if, again, if you have a chart that is predominantly fire energy. This in particular, the earth element and the water element, might struggle just a little bit during the Aquarius energy. There tends to be the energy of like feeling all over the place or scattered during this time for the earth and the air element. I'm sorry, earth and the water element. All right, moving into Saturday and Sunday. So over this weekend, the sun will move into Pisces, and we'll see we're connected really beautifully here with Neptune. So intuitive energy, dreamy energy. This is very spiritual energy. So really good time to fill your cup, really good time to step into your spiritual practices, really good intuitive creative energy here. So if you've been kind of feeling like that expression wanting to come out, this is a great time to do that. We will also be at just about at our lowest point in the lunar cycle. That means the energy will be really low. So I'm really going to recommend that during this weekend, you take some time to fill your own cup. You take some time for you. You take some rest, maybe even journaling about the past month and what has transpired for you. As a matter of fact, I'm doing my new moon circle on Sunday in the evening here in Central Texas. And so that is going to be really good energy to kind of bring in our intentions as we prepare for the new moon. All right. That is and let me just say with the water element, which is Pisces here, the fire and even the air might struggle a little bit here, although air can get really creative here. The fire, it kind of might feel a little bit more drained, which is why I'm telling you, take some time for you. Take some time to fill your cup. We all need to fill our cups, and this energy is the perfect time to do that. All right, let's go ahead and move into some of the major transits that are happening this week, as well as our outer planet that will be moving out of a sign and into a new sign. So I want to talk about this right here, which is Mars conjunct Neptune. This started to take place last week on the 21st, and we'll be moving through this conjunction together. You'll see it peaks right here on the 29th. Now, let me tell you a little bit about when Mars and Neptune are conjunct. Now, Mars has been in Pisces for just a bit now, and it will be here, I believe it is through the end of June. Let me confirm in my lovely notes here. I can tell you exactly till the first of June, actually. So the end of May. So Mars will be in Pisces, and then it will move out of Pisces and into Aries on June 1st. We're going to feel this really big push and really big ignition happen there. But right now, there is less motivation in how to go after your goals in a very traditional masculine way. We're more motivated by spiritual and emotional drivers than anything. So there's kind of the standoffish kind of wait and see type energy that's happening here, and even more so right here as we have this Neptune Mars conjunction. So it's just amplifying all of that energy. So if your motivation and your drive is more focused on healing, it's more focused on connecting to spiritual aspects of you, your spiritual self, this is a good time to nurture your spiritual self, my friend. We're enjoy this nice little piece we're having right here, because in a bit, it's going to, I said, move out of Pisces into Aries. And that's going to be like, we're hitting the ground running. So prepare, reflect, rejuvenate during this period. All right. The next one I want to talk about for this week is going to be Mars and Pluto. So Mars doesn't always have a whole lot going on, but this week, let me tell you. So we've got this sextile here to Pluto, and we've also got this sextile here to Jupiter, which is amplifying that energy, really allowing us to be deeper and deeper into the slower periods, into the slower work, okay? With this connection over here to Pluto, you know how I said there's not a lot of drive and motivation towards your goals in a traditional manner, in the more masculine energy. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a desire to achieve your goals. In fact, with this connection here with Pluto that started on the 25th and will go all the way till May 10th, there is a lot of energy to achieve your goals, to achieve your desires. It's a very goal-oriented energy. But because it is in Pisces and conjunct Neptune right now, it is more towards the flow and the more feminine energy. So bringing in the feminine energy, which is that more of that creative, intuitive, heart-centered, more, you know, flowy type energy than it is the very concrete, strict, like data-driven type energy. So I'm going to say, step into, as you're approaching your goals and as you're approaching your desires, to take a step back and tune into your intuitiveness. Tune into more of the flow state, more of the creative energy, right? We get so blocked sometimes and like, it has to be this way or we have to follow this structure. But when we like release that and let that go and we allow, right, for things to come through, this is one of the reasons why at the very beginning of this, I said, helping you understand astrology for your life, business, and healing. That came through intuitively as I was talking to my love over dinner. It came intuitively to me because I was in that flow state. I wasn't trying to rigidly think of what it is, and it just came through, and I was like, whoa, yes, I like that. So there you go, my friend. All right, last but not least, let's talk about this guy right here. We've talked about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that has been going on for a bit now and will continue on. However, what we haven't talked about yet is that our beautiful planet here, Jupiter, is at 29 degrees Aries, which means it will be moving out of Aries and into Taurus very soon. My friend, are you ready to meet the goddess within you? I am so excited because within each of us lies an untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. And that is why I have created this brand new 4-part workshop series that kicks off in May, right here in the beautiful hill country of Texas. My friend, I am excited to meet in person with you for sisterhood. We are coming into ceremony. We are coming into sisterhood. This is not just a workshop, my friend. This is a movement towards self-love, healing, and empowerment. And I can't wait for you to be a part of this community who is ready to embrace change, cultivate inner peace, and manifest your dreams. My friend, we've got tea, we've got crystals, we've got breath work, meditation, and some healing and activation with the four goddesses, a goddess of love, wisdom, trust, and flow. My friend, we kick off on May 2nd. Grab your ticket. If you are here locally, we'll be meeting Thursday nights for 2 hours to connect in sisterhood. Look, you'll want to go and visit thepeaceteacher.com/goddess. That is thepeaceteacher.com/goddess to save your seat. All right, back to the show. In fact, it will be moving on May 1st. May 1st, Taurus, Jupiter will move out of Aries and into Taurus. Let's go ahead and see that happen here. There we go. He's at 0 degrees Taurus. So what does that mean? Now, I've been talking about this energy for a bit, and I've had a lot of, for probably about a year now, I've had a lot of intuitive hits and within the Akashic Records. So if you don't know, I am an Akashic Records practitioner. I do work with the guardians of the records, and all of my work that I do is all through the records. So even these beautiful sidereal astrology forecasts are all channeled within the records. And so one of the things that they have been bringing into my awareness over this past year is this Jupiter in Taurus energy. And in particular, it's shifting two main things. Number one, it's going to shift the way in which we work with and understand money. Huge, huge, huge here. There's going to be just different ways that as a society, as a civilization, we are going to shift the way we work with money. And I don't know what that is. I can't tell you exactly what that's going to look like, but there's definitely some major shifts that are happening in how we're working with money. Now, I know that we can see that, you know, if we're really paying attention, we can see that there's been a big shift over the past 3 years on how we've worked with money and the energy around money. In particular, we saw a lot of that shift in 2020. And so we've kind of been seeing this happen. If you're really paying attention, you can see some of the shift that's already happening. But Jupiter grows and expands whatever is there. And so I'm sensing there's going to be a big, big shift in that. The second part of that is, you know, Taurus is really about slowing down, enjoying the moments, and savoring the pleasures of life, indulging in more of the senses. And so there's a stronger connection when we were working with Taurus energy, towards nature, towards art, to music, to food in particular. So it's more of a slowing down and enjoying the present moment. When Jupiter went into Aries, things just kind of exploded. And you can see this in our world. There's been a lot of fiery energy over the past year in our world. Now, Jupiter is moving into Taurus, which means it's going to calm down. It's going to slow down. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy peasy, because Taurus is a very rooted energy. And so it is stubborn as heck and it is determined. So it's like, I'm going to put my feet in the ground and I'm not moving. I am not going anywhere. I am staying right here. I'm holding my position even when I know my position is wrong. How do I know this? Because I'm a Taurus. So I really love that Jupiter is here to help us slow down and really shift what we value, because money is, we've probably heard this, is energy, but it's more to do with what is valuable and what it is that we value, which is how we kind of get that exchange, right? So that energy around what we value is shifting. And so over this next year, we're going to see that the things that we value are shifting, are changing, and enjoying the slowdown, enjoying the present moment, and things that are going to help us become more present is really what is going to flourish in this next year. Jupiter will be in this energy all the way through till May 2025, my friend. So, this is an opportunity to find more fulfillment in your everyday life. So I'm anticipating people are going to shift the way they work, change their jobs, change their businesses to simplify so that they can enjoy the things that life is here to bring us and to have more fulfillment in the work that they are actually doing. So I feel like a lot of the corporations, they'll be shifting as well. I'm looking forward to this period. As a matter of fact, I think there's going to be some really good shifts that are going to happen. And there's probably going to be some things that aren't going to be so great. I'm not trying to paint a rosy picture here, because as I said, this is very stubborn energy and will root down and hold its position no matter what. So, my friend, this has been your sidereal astrology forecast for the week of April 29th through May 5th. Now, let me just tell you, if you've enjoyed this video, if you want to learn more about Aries, if you're looking for some more deep dives into your own personal development, I do have our Zodiac guidebook that I put out every single month. This one is on Aries season. So if you're on my email list already, you have received that probably 2 weeks ago. If you are If you are not on my email list or you'd like to get that guidebook, make sure to click the link down in either the description box or the show notes. There'll be a link to download that guidebook. There's journal prompts in there for you, weekly mantras. There's rituals that you can do to use this energy, as well as what chakra, what crystals to work with to balance out for this season. All right, my friend, that wraps us up. Oh, as I did say, we do have a new moon circle every single month. We have one in person. So if you're local here in the hill country of Texas, or if you want to join us online, we have our new moon circle happening next week. So I'll make sure there's a link down for you in the description box in the show notes so that you can get that as well. But I'd love to come and sit in circle with you, my friend. It's an absolutely beautiful experience. Been doing it for a while now, and it's my favorite thing that I get to do. All right, my friend, this officially wraps up this Sidereal Astrology Forecast. I look forward to seeing you in our next video. So make sure that you are subscribed to the channel, that you are following the podcast. And as always, my friend, if you'll take a minute and just close your eyes with me and just connect in with your breath, and let's take a nice deep breath in and release it. My friend, find peace.